Summer means summer vacations, and for a lot of people, summer vacations mean getting on an airplane. An estimated 207 million people are expected to fly this summer. A lot of them are going to end up staring at departure screens flashing delayed, or worse, canceled due to weather. NPR's Allison Keyes reports on a new program from the Federal Aviation Administration aimed at reducing weather delays.
As clouds roiled the skies above Washington's Reagan National Airport, Trina Robertson was crossing her fingers that her flight to Dallas wasn't delayed yet again. But the plane scheduled to leave before hers had already been pushed back. And like many other travelers, she's been there before.
I have definitely had weather issues. I've been in the airport for 8 hours.
That flight, a year or so ago, had a layover in Atlanta, but was grounded by storms in Texas.
Even though the weather had already passed through Atlanta and had some other flights bumped back, my delay was because of Dallas weather delay.
FAA Administrator Marion Blakey says the Airspace Flow Program, known as AFP, will help. She says it will significantly reduce the 100,000 minutes of delays caused by the weather each year. Consider, for example, a flight from Los Angeles to Newark that could be affected by storms brewing in Philadelphia.
In the past, we would have issued a blanket delay for all of those planes into Newark, even those that theoretically would not have been bothered by the storm. But with AFP, we can selectively delay only those flights that are actually going to be impacted by the storm.
The FAA's Rush Chu explains that the AFP shifts the focus of the agency's attempts to reduce delays from specific airports to airspace.
We take a block of airspace, which is generally you'll think of in three dimensions in terms of north, south, east, west, and then how high and how low it goes. Then the system identifies each and every flight that's going to fly through that, and it also adds a fourth dimension of time. And it only affects those flights that are going to go through that airspace in that period of time at that altitude.
FAA officials found it difficult to quantify the benefits of the new initiative, but industry experts say the month-old AFP, which currently affects flights in the Northeast, is great for airlines and passengers. It's already been used 20 times. Jim May is CEO of the Air Transport Association.
It has proven itself to give us flexibility, which enables us to complete flights, albeit on a delayed basis, where before they would have been canceled.
The FAA plans to expand the program to more geographic areas in the future. Trina Robertson says that sounds great, with one caveat.
I don't necessarily want to be on the flight that they're trying to fly through the storm in either. Got a lot of respect for lightning.
The FAA says the AFP meets its highest safety standards. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.